Karibu say good Moed and good Erev Yom Tov. Holding here before 2 day Yom Tov for everybody, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. So I hope you enjoy the festivities with your families. Today's daf is Yavama's daf Mem Hey. We're here at the bottom of Mem Dal Rabbeis, three lines up. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we're talking about what creates Mamzerus, what type of relationships. So today, basically, almost the entire daf will be about a goy, or an eved, or whatever, that had a child with a Jew, and what is the status of that child. But again, spoiler alert, right? We know that if the kid has a Jewish mother, so then the kid is Jewish, but that, again, was not pashut to the Gemara. They have different mandiamers, right, back and forth, and we'll obviously come to that conclusion, but that's today's daf, more or less. So, Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Amar Yochanan, Hakol Modim, Be'eved Ve'ovid Kochavim, Haba'al Bas Yisrael, Shavlat Mamzer. Everybody agrees, apparently everybody, right? Not everybody, but everybody, and we'll have to explain who that is, right? That if an Eved Kanani or a Goy that sleeps with the Jews, right? The child that is, in fact, a Mamzer. Man Hakol Modim, who is that? Shimon HaTemani, right? That's Shimon HaTemani, right? The Afagav Da'amar Shimon HaTemani in Mamzer B'chavi Lavin, right? Again, we have to remember from yesterday, we talked about the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes, which we'll get to in a couple of days. Right? Who, what creates Mamzerus? Right? You have Rabbi Akiva, then Nisar Lav creates Mamzerus. Shimon HaTemani, who holds that it's Chayve Mises Bezdin, is that Rabbi Yeshua? I don't remember. Okay, flipping to the Mishnah before I quoted it correctly. Okay, right. Okay, what is a Mamzer? Right, so Rabbi Akiva says Nisar Lav. Or Shimon HaTemani, anybody who's Chayv Kar. Okay, yeah. Shimon HaTemani, anybody who's Chayv Kar. It's Rabbi Yeshua, anybody who's Chayv Mises Bezdin. So even though Shimon HaTemani says that a Mamzer does not happen if, like, you know, again, a Jew sleeps with a Goy and every Kanani, that's not a Nisar Kares, right? That's a Nisar Lav. That's even though Shimon HaTemani holds that a Mamzer is not going to happen for an Nisar Lav, so why would he agree in this case? So Hani Mili, right, the Chayvi Lav in the Tafsib of Kiddushin. That's only Nisar Lav where theoretically the Kiddushin would work, right? There's certain scenarios. Or it's, let's say it's also for you to marry a woman. So the question is, if you go get down on one knee and say, I read Abikadeshesli, etc., etc., does it work, right? Did you do anything? Did it help, even though it was inappropriate? So certain lavim, yes. Certain lavim, no. Right? To marry your sister, that's not a thing, right? That's a chayiv kares, that doesn't work. But to marry, let's say, a grusha lekohen, so Amar lekohen gadol, so that marriage technically does work, even though it was inappropriate. So again, when Shimon HaTemani says that Chayvi Kares that Mamzer is only going to be created by Chayv Kares, and it's not going to be created by Yisrael Lav, that's only if the Yisrael Lav would end up with a Tfizas Kiddushin, that theoretically these people could get married, right? But Aval Hachav over here, over Kacham Ve'eved came to Lotav Zibu Kiddushin, but by a Goy and Neved Kanani can't marry a Jew. So in that scenario, Kechayv Krisos Dami, since there's an Itfisas Kiddushin, since there's no way for this marriage to actually work, it's not halachically chal, so then there is going to be, he would agree that there is Mamzerus in this case. Meisve, hold on 1 second, ask Kashi from my Brisa. Over Kacham Ve'eved, Abal Basi Shalav Lab Mamzer, Rav Shin Ben Yehuda Omer, Ein Mamzer Ela Mishay Sura Isur Erva Vanush Kares. Right, Tanakama says that again, this in our scenario there is Mamzeris, and Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda says that there only if there's going to be Kares. Again, that's Shimon HaTemani Shita. Right, so he clearly disagrees. Maybe Shimon HaTemani agrees with Shimon Ben Yehuda, and it's only if Nisar Kares. So Gemara says Elam Rav Yosef Hakman Hakol Modim Revi. Really, it's Revi who agrees. Then in this case, there'll be a mamzerus. Afagav, Rabbi Omer, ain't dvar malalo, murim eladiv Rabbi Kiva. Even though Rabbi, meaning that this is what we're talking about. No, this is not, when it says this, it's not this what we're talking about, but that is referring to Gemara on, where is that? Okay, daf nun. But again, the Yavam, right, does chalitza, and then sleeps with her, right, then does, in order to do kiddushin. So in that case, we say that there's no tfizas kiddushin, he doesn't require a get. So Rebbe explained that that's according to Rebbe Kiva. Because he says that an Isra Chalutza, which is an Isra Lav, right, marrying your Chalutza is an Isra Lav, the Rabbi Kiva holds that that's like an Erva. Leila Svirle, and Rabbi himself doesn't hold like that, that an Isra Lav is going to create Mamzeris, that there's no Tfizas Kiddushin, there's no marriage in that case. But in our case, then Rabbi is Moda. How do you know? So Dechi also Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Right, the Rav Dimi said the name of Rabbi that Ovi Kacham Veva Baal Bas Yisrael Avla Mamzer. Apparently, someone quoted that Rabbi would be maskim in this case. Rabbi Acha, Sar Habira, Rabbi Tamcha, Bered Rabbi Chia, Ishkar Akko, Parakhanu, Shuyasa, the Azu, Me Armin Latveria. Apparently, these two Amoraim, right, found some Jewish Shvuyasa, Shvuyim, right, women who were captive, Rahman al Salam, and they were able to free them. And Havachada Ibrahim Evgachavim, and Rahman al Salam, one of them was pregnant, right, from one of her captives, from a guy. The Azu, the Kamid, Rabbi Ami. And then what's Rabbi Ami and Amr Lewin? He said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, De Amri, Ove, Gachavim, Ebbe, Balavas, Yisrael, right, of Vlad, Mamzer. She said that, they said that the kid, right, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, all say that the kid is a Mamzer. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Rabusa, De Makshav Gavri, what are you just listing off, you're listing off guys who say like that, right? You listed, what was the point of that list? Right? You listed off a bunch of Amoraim, a whole like that. Haravish Mo Babel, Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, Bar Kapara, Be'etz Yisrael, right? Ve'amrei Lei Chalufa, Bar Kapara, Ve'eli Zikmei Dorum, De'amrei, Ove Kacham Nevo, Ba'etz Yisrael, Aval Kosher. I got a list also, and they say that actually the list is kosher. That the kid is kosher. So Allah Amar Rav Yosef, really, Rebbe. So the Gemara says, no, really, it's the reason we hold that the kid is a mamzer because of Rebbe. Right? Dichi Asar Rav Dimi, again, like we just quoted, Dichi Asar Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dimi, Mishan Rabbeinu, Amru, and Ove Chachamim, Ve'eve Baba Vasishal of Lam Mamzer. Okay, right? So really, we're basing not the Psak on those Amorim, but because of Rebbe. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Avlad Mekalkel. Another opinion, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that the kid is Mekalkel, literally means messed up, but what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Lamat. Eli Melekahal, if you'll tell me he's messed up for all of Bnei Israel, meaning he's a mamzer. Okay, but Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Avlad Kosher. What do you mean? Rabbi Yeshua says that the kid is not a mamzer. So Ella must be, what does we say Mekulkal? What does that mean? The kid is messed up? So that's obviously the Kahuna. So the Kulu Hamurai, the Makshire, for all these Amurayim who say that he's actually a Kasher kid. So Modusha Vlad Pogum, the Kahuna, right? They agree that the kid is a Pogum to the Kohen, can't marry a Kohen. I mean, obviously, the kid, if the kid is a girl. Mekavachomer, Me'almana, Mekavachomer for Almana, right? That we did before. Right? Well, and we're going to quote again. Me'almana, the Kohen Gadol, She'ini, Sura Shavabakol, right? Bina Pogum, Zushi, Sura Shavabakol, and then Shabina Pogum, right? Again, just like we have an Israel that's only Shach to one person, and that kid, the offspring, right, of an Almana, the Kohen Gadol, right, is possible with Kahuna. So too over here, when Israel is completely for everybody, the kid is also going to be puzzle lekuhunas. The Gemara says, "Ma amar lekohen gadol shegini yas memeschalas." But one second. But as we said before, as we asked yesterday, right? The woman herself who sleeps the almana is also, she becomes paguma. But here the woman who has a child with the guy also does not become pagum. So you see that that's a little different. The Gemara says, "No, hakanami kevin zesh nivla puzzle. No, yeah, no, inachanami she is puzzle lekuhuna. Once she has a child with the guy or an every kanani, she's going to become puzzle lekuhuna." Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Minayin Lo B'Kuchavim Ve'Eved Abavas Ala Kohenes Ram Leviyah Ve'Al Yisraelis Shepsalua. How do you know that this woman does in fact become puzzle? And Shinema, as we learned, Ubas Kohen Kitzi Almana Al Gusha. Right, that pasuk says that that's a pasuk when a Bas Kohen who gets marries a Yisrael, right, is not allowed to eat shum anymore. But then Yisrael, let's say, divorces her or he dies, she go back to her father. She goes back to her father's house. She's allowed to eat shuma. That's misheish lo almanos v'gerishin ba. Right, that's only if she's right again the guy dies or she divorces her. But yatsu, meaning that, and then that's even possible. But yatsu ever gocham ve'emesh ein lahen lehem almanos v'gerishin ba, excluding in case where she was married or she had a kid through an eved or a guy where they are not able to do, you know, to divorce her, right, because there's no shaykh, there's no marriage here, so she's completely puzzle for that concept of kahuna. She wouldn't go back to eat truma in that case, and therefore she is puzzle as she has a kid. So therefore, the comparison to Almana the Kohen Gadol, right, is good. What is this about? Right, okay, right. So again, we said, basically, so we're basing this on Rav Dimi, right, who says that Rebbe Shita is that he agrees. Right, Rav Dimi reported that Rebbe agrees in this case that the Vlad Mamzer, that the kid who resulting from a Jew and a guy, or a Jew and an Eved Kanani, female Jew, right, obviously, the kid is a Mamzer. So I'm Levi, my husband is the Rav Dimi. Well, why? Right? Do you rely on Rav Dimi's shita? Samach HaRavin, right? Usually when Rav Dimi quotes something, right? Usually Gemara says Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and usually Ravin is right on his heels. Right? Usually to the name Rav Yochanan. So here's the name of Rebbe. But so why don't you rely on Ravin's shita, right? The Chiyasa Ravin, because Ravin showed up, right, from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, right, Rav Nasa, Rav Yudha Nasi, Modim Bada Etera, right? And they said that who is that? Actually, they ruled leading, they were Mako. Right, they were lenient here. And they said, the kid's not a mamzer. And obviously, in mind, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi, right? Rabbi, is that's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So, Av Rav Morib of HaTera. And even Rav said it was Mekel, it's not that the kid's not a mamzer. Also, the commander of Amarleh, someone came to Rav and said, what's the din? Amarleh, like Kosher, said he's not a mamzer. So, Amarleh, so he said to him, okay, very good. Havli Bartek, so then let me marry your daughter. It's like, apparently that was an alacha maisa, right? It was a real proper shayla. So lo yavin, lo yavin alach. So apparently Rav didn't give it there. So Amr Shimi Barchila Rav, so Shimi Barchila, he was hanging there. He said, Amr Inchi, this is what people say. Apparently this was a phrase, right? Gamla b'madai akaba rakta hakaba v'hagamla v'gamadai v'lo rakta. Right? Apparently a camel in madai, right? Apparently dances, right? In a kav. A kav is a measurement of foot, right? Apparently. Meaning that you would tell a story, a kav is like a measurement of food, or obviously a camel doesn't fit inside a measurement of food. So, but meaning the phrase was, that was apparently a phrase. And he says, oh, look, check it out. We have a kav and we have a camel and we're in Madai, but the camel's not dancing. Meaning, you tell me that the guy's not a mamzer and he's kosher. So we have, great, we have the guy, we have your daughter. Why can't they get married? What's the problem? The Rav said to him, well, if you were as great as Yeshua, right, I still wouldn't let my daughter marry you. So Amalei said back to him, meaning if he was like Yeshua ben Nun, he wouldn't need a shidduch. If you're not going to let your daughter marry him, so you're the godel ador, no one's going to let his daughter marry him. So love a cause of makame. Apparently, Rav was still wouldn't agree, and Yoav be any vishachiv him, and Akidikach. Apparently, the guy wouldn't leave Rav alone either. But so Rav kind of took the matter into his own hands. Right, he looked at him in a certain way, and he died. Okay, very intense. And even Rav Masna said that it were makel here, that the kid is not a mamzer in the case of, again, with the woman and the goy, or the woman and Eved Kanani. Rav Yehuda more lebatera. Rav Yehuda said it is a heter, where it's not a mamzer. Also, the commander of Yehuda, Amalei, again, similar case story by Rav. The guy came to Rav Yehuda and said, Zil itamar o nasiv bach bas minach. Guy came to ask a shiloh about Rav Yehuda, but the exact same case. And he said, well, either hide yourself, meaning go somewhere where someone doesn't know your backstory, right? Or marry a girl who's the same as you, right? Who's also, right, a product of such a union. And when a guy came to Rava, Amalei, he said, he said the same thing. Either go to Golis, or again, the same idea where people don't know your backstory, or marry a girl who's like you, meaning. Everybody around here is not going to give you a daughter. Apparently, again, since even though they were poskening that he's not a mamzer, apparently people were not comfortable with it. But obviously, you can see there's some sort of obviously some tremendous hesitation to give a daughter to a guy who had a product of such a marriage or such a relationship. Tatos, you see over here also, like, a little bit weird that, you know, go to somewhere, if it's good, or is it good or not? Usually halacha is very clear cut. Right here, it's like, good, but we're not so down. But if you go somewhere else where they don't know your backstory, right, they don't know your kind of like your history, so that's totally fine. So, it also sounds a little weird, right? It's like, it's almost like, how much do you tell in Shiduchim, right? When do you drop that little nugget of information? Okay, that's already, you know, for a Rabbanim greater than I to give advice about. Sholchalei b'nei Bei Michse l'Rava. The people in Bnei Michse said the following shayla to Rava. So Misha chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin haba al bais Yisrael ma'u. What's the deal? Here we say if you have an eved Kanani who sleeps with a Jew, so that is not a mamzer. But what about if the guy is half and half? Right, if he's an eved, half Bnei Chorin, half a free guy. And he had two masters, one of them freed him, one of them didn't. So now he's half Eved, half Ben Chorin. He's half Jew and half Eved. So what to do with that? So I'm going to hash the Eved, kulu amrino, kosher, chatsu mibaya. So, okay, if a full Eved has a kid with the Jew, so the kid is kosher, right? That's what we kind of decided. So what do you mean when half of him is kosher? So obviously it's going to be fine. So I don't know if Yosef had a pretty good point. He says, Mara de Shmaitza, Manu Rav Yehuda. I mean, who said this Shita over here? It's Rav Yehuda, right, who says that they're kosher. V'amar Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda said, Misha chetzi evan v'chavetz ben chorin, haba bas Yisrael, osu v'lad, eno takana. that kid is messed over. I mean, you can't help that kid. I mean, that kid, apparently, you see, he's a mamzer. So apparently, he's the guy who had the shita about the eved and the girl, meaning the kid is not a mamzer, but he himself said that if you have a half and half that has a child with a Jew, so that kid is messed over, i.e., Pasha says he's a mamzer. So what's the deal? So apparently, you see, he is a mamzer. So kiyat by the Rav Yehuda, like you go to Kaddish Bas Yisrael. No, so that the Gemara says not exactly. That's a scenario where the half and half, right, was Mekadish, right, a Jewish woman, and then obviously slept with her and had a kid. Because what happens, right? His half Jew marrying a girl is fine, but the half Eved of him, right, is sleeping with an Eish Yish. It's kind of weird, right? We view like the other half of him to be a different person almost, right? That's a relationship between an Eved and a married woman, right? An Eved's not allowed to be shaykh to marry the Jews. The Gemara says, one second, if I'm going to be there, Adam, Ishmael, Rabbi Yaakov, the Divrei Apostle, Ophilu, Bepnuya, the Divrei Amakshar, Amakshar, Ephilu, Eshizish. The Gemara says, no, what do you mean? In a scenario where you have an Eved, right, meaning an Eved and a Jew, right, is puzzle. What does that have to do with the fact that she's married? Right, if you're telling me he's puzzle, he can't. So it's mimonav shach whether he sleeps with a Jew or not. Right, whether he sleeps with a Jew, whether the Jewish woman is married or not is irrelevant. It's the same halacha. And whether according to the one who says that the kid is kosher, meaning he's not a mamzer, right, he's allowed to marry a Jewish woman. Which name lamdua elimeishesav, because all of them, right, are coming from the Isser of Eishes Av. We're going to see that this whole thing with Mamzer is coming from the Isser of sleeping with your father's wife. So Mam Puzzle Savar, the one who says that the kid is Puzzle, because the kid, again, back to the case of an Eved and a Jew and a Jewish woman, right? The one who holds that guy is Puzzle, that kid is a Mamzer, is Ma Eishes Av Jalot Tavziba Kiddushin of La Mamzer, Avkob Jalot Tavziba Kiddushin of La Mamzer. They learn that just like if a person is Mekadish, his father's wife, so that's nothing. So too, and that creates mamzerus. So too, any case where there's not going to be a tefizas kiddushin, where there's not going to be any halakhic marriage, is going to create mamzerus. The machshir, again, so therefore, the kid of between an eved kanani and a Jewish woman is going to be a mamzer because you can't have kiddushin there. But the machshir somber, the one who says it's fine, right? So that the kid is not a mamzer. Again, how we kind of resolved it, right? My eishes av lo tafsi be kiddushin, the achrin tafsi be kiddushin. But by the case of eishes av, right, when the isra, you're not allowed to marry father's wife. So in that case, it's only usher to you, right? But she's mutter to other people if obviously they get divorced or whatever. But the lafuke over gachavim the lo tafsi be kiddushin klal. But that's going to exclude a case where the goy and the eved kanani, right? They can't do it. There's no kiddushin with them bechlal, so you're not going to have mamzerus in that case. Meaning only in the case where the woman is shaykh to marry other people. And the marriage theoretically would work with other people, that's going to create mamzeres. But in the case where there's no such concept of marriage, like by an Eved Kanani and a guy, that's not going to create mamzeres. See, Alaki Itman Rav Yehuda, he can go in Shabbat and Shashish. No, the case is, I mean, when Rav Yehuda said that the kid of a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, and a Jewish woman is going to be a mamzer. When did he say that? That's if he slept with a married woman, meaning another guy. Not that he slept with his own wife, but he slept with a different woman who is married to a different guy. It's not the problem of the Eved, it's the problem of the free part of him is now, again, it's as if a Jew is sleeping with a married woman. That's going to create Mamzeris, that's for sure. That's a pashut halacha. So that's not going to mess it up. Meaning that's meaning the kid. We're still going to say that the kid that the kid is okay in a case where Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, right, married, had a child with a regular normal woman. Because the kid is not a mamzer. Okay, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Amar Li Rav Gaza. Rav Gaza said to me, Ikla Rav Yossi Bar Avin La Asrin. Rav Yossi Bar Avin came to our neighborhood. The Hava Uvda Bepnuya Vakshar Beishizis Vapostle. And sure enough, there's a scenario where a woman who was not married, right, had a child with an Eved Kanani, and that kid, right, he assumed was kosher. And there was a kid where a woman was married, had a child with an Eved Kanani, and that kid, they ruled, was a mamzer, which is not what we've been saying. Right? Or we said that there wasn't relevance, right? So Amar Rav Sheshes, Lididi, Amar Li Rav Gaza, he said, no. Rav Gaza told me, Lo Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Ela Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvidan Hava, it was actually somebody else, right? Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvidan instead of Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, the Aksher, and he said, no, actually, Aksher, he said it was Kosher, regardless of whether the woman was married or not. Amar Li Rav Acha Braid, the Rav Ala Ravina, Rav Acha said to Ravina, Ikla, Meimar Basrein, Aksher, Ben Pnei, Ben Vashashish, same thing with Amemar. Amemar also said it's not a mamzer. Certainly is. Again, regardless of whether a guy or a slave, right, never Kanani sleeps with a Jew, regardless of whether the woman is married or not, right, the guy, the child is not going to be a mamzer. Okay, we can go a little bit further, I guess. We'll pause it here, and then we'll. We'll let you do the Memvav over Yomtiv, and then we'll give another shir. We'll start again with the shir of Memzayin on Motzei Shabbos. We'll say have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.